just a little bit too strong.
Well, it's a good thing we had a long song, because that was like a technical difficulty. We're actually trying to get People for People back on.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, what are we doing now, meantime?
The Music with Kara Hour.
Woohoo! We're probably going to have to recycle a doggone mystery song.
Yep.
Yeah, because we didn't get a mystery song today, but there was a couple that didn't, nobody got it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. So we ain't telling them. But either way, there was probably a couple of them that you all didn't guess, and well, I guess what you get is nothing. You get nothing.
But you get a second chance, so.
Yeah, so you'll get a second chance at that one. We should do a day when we play all mystery songs. You know, the whole list.
Yep.
And that way they give them a chance to mark them all down, and whoever gets the whole
list. Oh, man, that's cheating.
Yeah. Anyway, so where are we going from there?
We're going to do the Evolution by Pearl Jam.
Do the Evolution by Pearl Jam. I remember this song.
It's good.
Okay, here we go.
Evolution.
kind of had a good little tune to it.
Yeah, it was kind of catchy.
Yeah. But you weren't, like, ready to headbang, was you?
No.
You was trying to headbutt. That's the difference. Headbanging and headbutting's two different things. You don't want to knock people out, right?
I mean, it could happen either way if you're not careful.
Angeling in there was talking about the headbanging until your head fell off or something like that. I don't think that's a good plan. Oh man, that would be a mess. So where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Birth Ritual by Soundgarden.
Birth Ritual. What's this about?
I always kind of thought it was about... I'm not for sure.
You're not for sure, no. But it's a good song.
Yep.
All right, so here we go. I love it when you say that. I don't know, but it's a good song.
It is.
Thank you.
So, Anon 5315 in the Shaziz Mad Science chat said, "Where's my mosh pit?" And I said, "Right where you stand and with anyone who gets in your way." Laugh out loud, smiley face.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Start your mosh pit right where you're at. All you people other than people just jump up in your house and start doing it, right? Whenever people come into the circle and think you're insane, they just join the mosh pit. Does that sound safe?
Even if they're just walking through.
Yeah, even if they're just walking through. Hey, we're in a mosh pit right now. We're on Music with Kara Hour. Deal with it.
I like
what
it.
What do you think? All right, so we're going to make you famous, Kara. There will be people bouncing around your houses. Oh, man, watch out. If you come through there, you see somebody acting up, then they might be in Kara's mosh pit.
Yes.
All right, here we go. So what are we doing now? Where are we going here?
Now we're
going
to do Love Rears Its Ugly Head by Living Color.
Cool. Hey, you got to watch out for that love thing, man. That love thing will get you. Sneak right up on you and mosh you out of existence.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
I'm not going. things and get to you.
Far out, man. That was cool.
Yep.
So, let's see. Who was it that said that? That was A95315 said, lead singer of Living Color is Danny Glover's son. I didn't know that. You knew that. I guess you knew more than I did. Huh. I keep my eye on you. So, where are we going now?
Now we're doing Evidence by Faith No More.
Evidence. Yeah, do you have evidence that I'm up to no good or shenanigans?
No, but I know it's going to happen.
Well, I never. Man, here we go. Here's the evidence. Shows my age, right?
Yeah, because I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Anon5315 started a conundrum. Said Ted Nugent's father was Mr. Green Jeans. We was wondering who the heck was Mr. Green Jeans. Turns out Mr. Green Jean was Hugh Branham, born January 5th, 1910 to 1987. Anyway, he was Mr. Green Jeans, and he also played Captain Kangaroo. Wow. It's a small world after all, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, So Ted Nugent was out there singing Dog Eat Dog, and Captain Kangaroo was doing mellow stuff, I guess.
I don't know.
Anyway, so with that said, now we got that mystery solved, that riddle within a riddle. There's another word for conundrum. I can't remember what the heck that is. I'll have to remember that. Anyway, enigma.
Debacle?
Yeah. It's a conundrum wrapped in an enigma. A riddle within a riddle. Captain Kangaroo.
Mr. Green Jeans.
Mr. Green Jeans. All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do What You're Doing by Rush.
What You're Doing by Rush. Hey, I think after that I'm going to counter you with Limelight. What do you think?
All right.
It's a good song. Both of them's good songs. Here we go.
You think that you
That was good, Kara, but this is how it's done when it comes to Rush. My answer, the Limelight was my answer to yours on there.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with Rush either way. I mean, Rush is a good band, and really sad to hear about Neil Peart because he was a really awesome drummer.
I forgot that had happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
That stinks. Anyway, so that was two Rush songs back to back. Where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Godsmack by Alice in Chains.
Cool. I'm always concerned about that lyric, that the title of that song.
It's not bad against God.
Oh, I was going to say, because you go smacking God, you're liable to catch a lightning bolt to the, you know.
To the dome?
Yeah, to the dome. That's it. That was a good save. All right, so Alice in Chains, God Smack. Let's hear this one. To type your message in. Yeah, he's like, Anon, who was that one there? 6529 said banging head and said, I can type at the same time with my eyes closed, banging head. Not us.
No, if I'd hurt myself, I'd hit my head on the computer or the keyboard.
Yeah, or then there'd be all kinds of crazy stuff on there, gibberish that didn't make sense while we were trying to type, so we're not going to try that one. Yeah, thanks for the idea of the heads up. Which one is that? I don't know. Where are we going now?
This next one will be the last one before the mystery song.
Okay.
And it's When the Levee Breaks, by Down. It's a cover of the Led Zeppelin song.
Oh, I think I complained about this one time.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, right after this song, you'll hear something, and it's what you'll get if you don't guess the mystery song, which I'm pretty sure the one we're going to play, nobody guessed it, and so they got nothing.
Yep.
What do they get if they guess the mystery song?
Free drinks and snacks from their own refrigerator.
Yeah, all expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks if you guess the mystery song, the band, and the name of the song. But if you don't, you get nothing. Right?
Yes.
All right. So here you go. But this is not the mystery song. Stay tuned. You'll know when it's here. All right. Here we go.
Thank you. black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, so it's the time y'all been waiting for. You've been listening to the Music with Kara Hour. And so here's the time that you, like I said, y'all been waiting for, I guess. The mystery song. This particular song right here has been played already. This is mystery song number 15, but as I remember, nobody guessed it, so they got nothing. So y'all have to be on your toes, because this song's only 2 minutes 42 seconds, so get your Google glasses on and see what you can figure out. If you can guess the name of this song and the band, you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. But if you don't guess it, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. So, you've been listening to Music with Kara Hour. Stay tuned for the Hope Show. Peace and love, everybody.
Somebody's going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Mounted up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was blue, like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought, lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. They had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down in the dip. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.